Back in 2009, the Uncontrolled Airspace podcast was still pretty young, even though we thought we'd been around forever. We were talking about things like the early adoption of light sport aircraft, including the soon-to-disappear Cessna 162 Skycatcher, and we were encouraging people to replace their paper pilot certificates with plastic ones. Also, we hadn't become as resigned to airport through-the-fence restrictions, ramp access badges, and other TSA access issues as we have now. In this clip from December 2009, Dave, Jeb, and Jack fantasize about what three airplanes they'd put in their hangars if money were no object. Enjoy.
Now, that would be a project. What would your fantasy fleet of three airplanes be?
Okay. Well, this goes back.
Is there a budget involved here?
Yeah. What's that?
Is there a budget?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, come on.
Right, money is right, no object. Your fantasy fleet of three airplanes.
Longtime listeners will recall that we've done this exercise before, doing Barry Valentine's fast plane, slow plane, upside down plane. And I guess that's not what we're talking about here, right? You're just talking like three.
Barry set some parameters on what he wanted in three airplanes. We're setting no such parameters here. We're just saying, what would your fantasy combination of three airplanes be?
All right. All right, who wants to go first? I've got a couple of ideas here.
Airplanes or aircraft?
Okay, aircraft.
Okay.
All right, Jeb, you go first. Or just name one. We'll go around.
Right now?
Yeah, okay. I want a C-130. I've always wanted to fly a Hercules. I think that's a cool airplane, all right? And I could carry some gear, all right?
Are we talking about just the three that you'd fly or the three you don't?
Well, you made this up, Dave. Tell us what we're talking about.
I was thinking three airplanes.
What are the rules?
Just three airplanes.
Are these personal airplanes or are these professionally flown airplanes?
Well, it could be all of the above. Because if it's going to be professionally flown, I'm going to get rated to fly it.
All right.
Yeah.
I may have to hire
more. You're talking about more approachable airplanes, personal airplanes.
I'm talking about what fits your fantasy hangar of three airplanes.
Okay. All right.
Money is no object.
C-130? I don't know. What are yours, David?
What are yours, Dave?
Yeah, David, tell us yours, and that'll give us the parameters here. All right.
A Grumman Albatross would be on my list.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. That's a pretty much go wherever in the hell I want to in the world, as long as I know I can get avgas. And I saw one down at Grand Cayman that was refitted so that hard points inboard of the sponsons but outboard of the engines carried two jet skis, one on each side. That was very cool. Landed in the water, taxied up to the beach, dropped the jet skis off, and had fun.
I think it should be sort of an X-15 sort of launch situation where, the jet ski operator climbs down through a hole in the bottom of the wing and then the airplane skims low over the water and then they release and maybe not. What's your second airplane, David?
My second airplane would be something along the lines of a Cirrus jet. And then the third airplane would be a clipped wing Taylor craft with 125 horse. Short trips, fun trips, and trips that would go upside down occasionally.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Well, just to kind of mimic your categories, all right, my Taylor craft equivalent would be a Champ. I like the Champ. I just like the lines and I like
good choice.
The style and I like the Champ, all right? And so that's one that would be that. Okay. And my Grumman Albatross equivalent would be a C-130. And my
you can put floats on those? You can put skis on them anyway.
I don't know. I know you can put big ass guns sticking out the side and do circles around that guy. All right. That'd be cool.
He's
got that 20mm GE minigun thing going in his brain.
Yeah.
3,000 rounds per minute.
Yeah. And then Cirrus Jet. Well, my Cirrus Jet category would be a Cirrus Jet. I do like that airplane. I sadly, as every day goes by, I have less confidence that we're ever going to see that airplane. But from Cirrus or from any Cirrus offshoot,
you know, we've kind of lost hearing any momentum out of Diamond with the D-Jet, which would get into that niche too.
Yeah, that's a nice one too. But I like the lines of the Cirrus Jet, the demo, what do they call it? Prototype thing that we've seen. And so that would be a nice airplane, you know. So, okay. All right, that's my lame-ass attempt to match you. Jeb, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
He's ready. Look out. Here we go. All right.
The float plane thing resonates, so I'd have to go with a PBY.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, it's probably
we got one up here in Maine.
Truck.
You should come up to Maine and see the one we've got up here. We're doing the restoration on it.
There's a handful of them, you know, flying around doing all kinds of things. There's a Widgeon, Grumman Widgeon for sale. I came across earlier today.
Ooh,
it's up in Alaska.
I keep seeing these lakes and thinking of you because there's some nice deals in lakes.
There are, and don't think I haven't thought about that. But
yeah, I mean that boy, they hit some sweet spots in terms
fantasy,
of
fantasy being what it is. PBY would be the float plane.
Okay.
That's where that, and then it starts to get a little fuzzy. the jet, I don't know. It would either be a Boeing business jet, or a 30 or a 20 or 30 series Lear.
Woo.
Just for 31A.
31A. Oh,
maybe,
I got to tell you.
Maybe. 31A. I'm thinking just a 30, 35.
It's just a fighter a pilot, and it's so cheap to fly.
Are you guys for those of us who don't? I'm sorry. Before you move on, for those of us not so familiar with the Lear line, can you tell us a little bit about what makes those models particular? By the way, we're gonna come back. There's a thing on TV I'm gonna talk about later on. Cool.
To me, the Lear thing, to me is, you know, first of all, it was basically the first real purpose built. Well, it wasn't the first, but it was certainly one of the first, you know, purpose built business jets.
Yeah,
the Jetstar and the Jetstar I think is really the first purpose built, but I'm certainly willing to be corrected on that. But I think just the classic lines of those early.
It brought the bar down a lot, and how much money it took to go jet.
Exactly. Just the classic lines of the Lear jet with the pointy nose, the little skinny tires sticking out there, the wraparound windshield. And the tip tanks and like that. It's just a very classic design, classic shape to it. That's kind of just, you know, turns me on, if you will.
Okay. All right. And then your third one.
Yeah, that's where it gets really squiggly. I'd vacillate between a Cub, or, you know, something like what I've got now in the Debonair. Ultimately, I think I'd have to have four airplanes.
Okay.
Yeah, this exercise is a lot easier if you make the fleet five airplanes.
Yeah.
Making it three really forces you to make some choices. We used to play this what if game years ago with some friends, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you could have any three motorcycles.
Yeah.
What would you have? That's where this whole idea got started. So, you folks listening in, go to the forums page, fire one up, and tell us what your three would be. I mean, after all, it doesn't cost anything. So.